The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, May 25, 2022. Cuba has not reported any case of acute hepatitis in children of unknown origin on monkeypox yet, but it remains alert in light of these diseases and is working on a treatment protocol for both. This was confirmed by the National Director of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Public Health, Dr. Francisco Duran, who noted that there are medical surveillance teams at all institutions to detect an outbreak of those diseases. To date, there are no specific treatments or vaccines against this disease, but breakouts can be controlled. Dr. Duran stressed that although no cases have been detected in Cuba, people coming from African countries and nations where positive cases have been reported are under epidemiological surveillance. Cuba will soon nationally produce PCR. That is polymerase chain reaction tests, which represent a step forward in the fight against COVID-19. This test currently costs $11 each in the international market, but at times of greatest demand, it was worth between $50 and $60. This point of progress is the result of the collaboration of the National Center for Biopreparations, the Center for Advanced Studies, the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology of Havana and Santi Spiritus, as well as the Immunisei Center. The Granma newspaper specifies that tests and evaluations were carried out and the conditions exist to supply the amount demanded by a scenario where 3,000 to 25,000 daily tests are needed at the national level. Now, to achieve 100% technological sovereignty, Cuban scientists are trying to obtain other additives that are carried by the reaction and that sometimes have to be imported, the newspaper said. Ethiopia and Cuba treasure long-standing relations and have great potential to diversify them, considered the new ambassador of that country on the island, Gennett Tashon, who said he will work to achieve it. Tashon traveled to Havana to present his credentials as new head of mission, a position he will have to exercise from his country since Ethiopia was forced to temporarily transfer the operations of its embassy in Havana to Addis Ababa due to serious budgetary restrictions, as it did with others. In conversation with Prensa Latina, the ambassador pointed out that the ties between the two countries are historic, and in 2023, they will be celebrating the golden anniversary of these ties. So, we are going to work to increase and diversify them, Tashon said. Our relations are very strong, sustained by the blood of Cuban fighters who assisted the Ethiopian people in stopping and crushing the Somali invasion, Tashon recalled. And in the international agenda, we have that. After 6 consecutive weeks, Haiti's court clerks continue a strike while negotiations with the government envision a truce. The association that represents these employees announced that the movement continues until further notice and congratulated their determination, courage, and firmness in the fight for the welfare within the justice system. The strikers are asking for better working conditions, salary increases, and access to debit cards, among other demands. Meanwhile, the Minister of Justice, Berto Dorce, assured that the government cannot satisfy these demands. Meanwhile, Mexico presented a table of 13,000 vacant general medical positions and specialists throughout the country, and its call for all national professionals who wish to apply for them. The daily morning press conference of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador at the National Palace served as a framework for sector officials to present the full picture and explain the immediate hiring mechanism starting this Tuesday. The president had reported that these works would be presented today to meet the conservative opposition, which is carrying out a very intense campaign against the hiring of foreign doctors, and that there was no shortage of doctors. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.